Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
Mara Steepers, you give us these great preventative health tips for our mental well-being. Same kind of logic as a personal trainer, except for our minds, not just our bodies. So, why do we relapse after we've made great changes in our lives?
Changes are a pretty complicated thing where we're actually asking ourselves to change something cognitively, emotionally, behaviourally, sometimes socially, and quite often spiritually as well. So any change we make happens in a whole holistic system in our life, and often it is a lot more wide-ranging than we actually think it is. Now, when we've made a change, we're also at risk of slipping back into it. And recent research has found that this is because we have a thing called our restraint bias. That's a pretty scientific term, so I'll just explain it a little bit. Basically, our restraint bias, what happens is when we make a change from doing one thing to doing another, it could be losing weight on a diet, it could be changing an addictive pattern like smoking, it could be changing any other sort of pattern like coffee drinking. What happens is when we make that change, to begin with, we're really, really good and we really, really maintain our change and we're quite successful of it. Over time, we have a tendency to overexpose ourselves to those situations that might create temptation, those triggers to slip back into that learnt pattern of behaviour. And basically what happens is that this overwhelms our defence mechanisms or our new ways of coping. Now, the way that they studied this was that they took a group of smokers and they put them first through a small exercise which was basically designed to split the group into people that had high levels of self-control or low levels of self-control. So they were told they were either high self-control or low self-control. Then they sat down and watched the movie Coffee and Cigarettes, which is basically about a group of people just sitting around and smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee. And then they were told that they were going to be exposed, they could expose themselves to four levels of temptation and get a cash reward. Okay, so they could keep a cigarette unlit in their mouths and they would get the most money. They could have it in their hand, on a nearby desk, or in another room. And participants earned a prize if they avoided smoking. So what happened was that smokers who were told they had high self-control actually allowed themselves to put themselves in a lot more risky situations, and that's a result of their restraint bias. So basically the lesson is that when you make a change, when you've made progress and you're actually avoiding some of the things that you've tried to walk away from and you're feeling confident, you're a lot more able to do that if you stop yourself from exposing yourself to those situations where you would do it. So keep your guard up, keep strong with yourself, and remember the change you want to make, and then don't expose yourself to those situations where you might be at risk, and you're a lot more likely to be able to continue with the change and stay strong.